Nana's in the Plum Tree by Jane Cartwright. Doing up in that tree, Nana? Nana didn't even hear me. Then I saw the bees. I could hear them buzzing. I could see them swarming in the tree like a big football made of bees. Nana was right beside them, holding a box. I didn't want to look. I didn't want to see my Nana eaten alive by thousands of bees. Ehine, said Nana. I need to put this box on top of something. Go and get a bigger box. I put the big box where Nana told me. I still didn't want to look, but somehow I couldn't help looking. Nana put her box on top of the big box, right under the swarm of bees. She told me to stand back. I stood back all right. I hid behind the shed and peeped out. Nana shook the branch. Whoosh! Zzz! Zoom! Thunk! The whole ball of bees fell into the box. Nana closed the box and came down out of the tree. Some of the bees were not in the box. They flew all round Nana's funny hat. But she didn't care. Nana took the box and carried it round the back. There was a hive with a sheet on the ground in front of it. I followed Nana and watched from a long way off. Nana dropped the bees from the box onto the sheet. Then she looked at the bees. Hine, come here, called Nana. I went a bit closer. There she is, said Nana. The queen. Do you see her? Look carefully, the big one. See her golden body? She's the queen. If she likes the hive, all the other bees will follow her. They will walk across the sheet and go into the empty hive, said Nana. A bee landed on my hand. I was going to yell. Keep still, hissed Nana. You must always be quiet with bees. Don't touch it. Let it fly away, then it won't sting. The bee flew into the hive with the others. They'll stay in there and start making combs. Then off they'll go to get nectar, to make honey for Nana and Hine to eat. Oh, where? My bread! Hine, run and get the bread out of the oven. It'll be burnt. I ran to the kitchen. No, the bread wasn't burnt. It was brown and crisp. We made a cup of tea and ate fresh bread and honey.